And Ben Reed joins us from Ian Reed Vendor Advocates, Vendor and Buyers Advocates, in fact. Ben, good morning to you.
G'day, Darren.
We're back to Super Saturdays all over the place, aren't we?
We certainly are. We're well into an early autumn auction selling season. We're back-to-back Super Saturdays this weekend. And nationally, compared to the same time last year, we've got 23% more stock and auctions on the market at the moment, 39% next weekend, so it keeps going up. And for Victoria, we've got 30% increased stock year on year. So it's good for buyers out there. Sellers got a little bit more competition, but we're seeing a very healthy auction market at the moment.
What were the results from last week?
So from over 1,000 auctions, we had a 64% clearance rate, 513 sold on the auction day and 161 selling before. So a good portion now of properties are selling before if they've got that one buyer. What we are seeing is that the buyer numbers are up, but come auction day, we're still having pretty balanced competition.
And a big day today. What's going to happen this week?
Yeah, massive day. 1,620 auctions are going under the hammer today and over the weekend. 334 suburbs have got at least one auction. The top auction location today is Reservoir with 27, followed by Hawthorn with 21 and Mount Waverley with 20.
Now, the top house last week, Glen Iris, and a fairly lovely suburb, so no surprise there.
Yeah, beautiful pocket of Glen Iris, actually. One Flowerdale Road. Steve Burke was a selling agent from this for this property in Bell property in Glen Iris. A four-bedroom, three-bathroom home built in the year 2000. Looked to be a mid-century modern-inspired home by the looks of it. Had some nice architectural features. This one, the quote was $3 to $3.3 million. Steve tells me they had a modest amount of buyers, an average of about 10 to 12 each week, so 46 across the whole campaign. But the buyers came out of the woodwork on auction day, and they had four competitive bidders, and this one sold for $3,860,000, which well exceeded their expectation and a great result.
Gee, they've landed an extra, half a million nearly in the kick.
Yeah, huge.
Incredible.
And I asked him, when they quoted 3 to 3.3, so the reserve was within that range. He certainly didn't think it would get over mid-threes, and for it to sell for 3.86 is an exceptional result.
Sure is. What about the apartment? Did that do well too?
Yeah, it did. 39B, 6th Street in Parkdale. Matt Cox from Buxton was a selling agent for this one. A brand new townhouse built side by side, as we report through this Bayside area. They're always very popular with downsizers. In fact, I'm going to one to hopefully snap one up at auction for a client later this morning. This one was quoted $2,010,000 to $2.2 million, and it was an auction that sold for $2.3 million. Really great finishes, concrete floors, stone surfaces, all the mod cons, and got a very good result.
Yeah, sure did. What about the bargain house?
36 Holbury Street in Broadmeadows. Chris Ballas from Mary Beck Real Estate sold this property. Advertised as a renovator's delight. I think there's not too much you'd want to keep unless you like asbestos. This one was quoted $340,000, and it sold under very good competition, exceeded the quote range, exceeded the expectations for $427,000.
Gee, that blew the reserve to the Scheisenhausen as well.
It certainly did. Yeah, a lot of buyers at the moment are shying away from renovators' delights, you know, things they need to put money into. So no doubt the agent was expecting it wouldn't have quite the competition that it did, but, you know, well exceeded expectations.
And for the bargain apartment, did that exceed all expectations?
Sold towards the bottom end of the quoted range. This one, 4 at 41 Stroughton Street in Melton South, sold by David Thompson from Rain and Horn out in Melton. A little two-bed, one-bath, one-car villa unit, part of one of four in the complex, and it sold for $273,000.
Okay, good on you, Ben, and you've hopefully good luck with that townhouse today you're buying.
Yes, thank you. Heading out to Beaumaris for an 11:30 auction. Then, if you are in the Beaumaris area, you're looking for something a little bit bigger, we've actually got a property that's open for the first time today, number 9 Folkestone Crescent in Beaumaris. A big 5-bedroom house in a great pocket of Bowie. 315, come and have a look.
Good luck with your projects there. Ben Reed from Ian Reed, Vendor and Buyer Advocates. Up next, Dominic Alifacci. Any finance questions? Give us a call, 133-693. Traffic.